Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Alvarado, who tags Clark, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner, with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball four. Alou moves to second. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Munson moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball four. Munson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Morales reaches second base with a double. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo strikes out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Clark steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and has Clark trapped. There's the throw to Alvarado and over to Melton, who tags Clark for the out. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Alvarado goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Yankees. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McKinney. Alou reaches second base with a double. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney who is chasing the ball. Munson reaches third base with a triple. Alou scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michael strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alvarado fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Terry Forster. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Stroud reaches second base with a double. Alvarado moves to third. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Lee May pinch hits for Lee Richard. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. May reaches second base with a double. Alvarado scores. Stroud scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Joe Horland now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Munson. The throw from Egan and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kenney now playing third base. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Tom Egan. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Joe Horland. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.